Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey with you for a few more minutes. Candace had to run out and leave a little bit early. But listen, we're glad that you are here. And we are always happy to hear from you. And one of the things that we hear is that you'd like to learn more about moving someone you love from their home and into a place where they can be taken care of 24/7. And joining us now on the INHP.org phone line is Suzanne Baker. She's the Director of Marketing at Rosegate, which is an American senior care community. Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you're here with us and able to share some time on this Saturday morning. Before we talk about making the decision of moving mom or dad from their home to a new community, I wonder if you will talk to us about options that are available to actually keep loved ones at home as long as they can be there.
There are quite a few. There are definitely more now than there ever have been before. We're seeing so many people as part of, you know, you hear all the time this sandwich generation.
Yes.
of folks that are trying to not only care for their children, but they're also caring for their parents. And luckily, I think that society's kind of taken they understand that now, and they are trying to provide ways to help keep people at home longer. There's a lot of home health care options that can provide therapy, nursing care, companion care, shopping assistance, cooking assistance, those kinds of things actually directly into the home. There are medicine dispensers that have timed reminders that will only lock at certain or unlock at certain times.
Oh, that's
to make
good.
Sure that, yeah, exactly, to make sure that people are being compliant with medication. We see all the time that once they stop taking their medication appropriately, then
yeah.
that's when we start seeing the hospitalizations and the declines and you know, the last thing that anyone wants to see. There's paid caregivers. There's security systems that allow folks to look into someone's home from a remote setting. You know, look at down at your phone and can see the camera that you've set up into mom and dad's living room, just making sure that they're okay. So there are now a lot of ways that folks can stay home longer than they ever could. So it's allowing people to not have to make this very difficult decision as early as they once had to.
That's how we kind of came to know Joyce House. Is Joyce House is one of those places that offers you the opportunity as a caregiver to place your loved one in a place like Joyce House, which are on the south side and also on the north side, that they can be cared for until you can get your work done, or you can do errands or whatever you need to do. And then there's those places like Joyce House where you can bring mom or dad and they'll be taken care of very well until you're able to return back. So you're right, there are a lot of options. With us is Suzanne Baker, the Director of Marketing at Rosegate, an American senior care community, ASCseniorcare.com. What are maybe, Suzanne, some signs that it is now time to make that move of a loved one from home into a place like Rosegate?
Sure. Safety is always the primary thing that we're looking for. And when somebody is no longer safe to be at home any longer, then that's when you really need to start making the decision that they need to be provided care around the clock. If somebody has significant mobility issues, they're not safe to walk without the stability of a walker. But the dementia has advanced to the point that they simply don't remember to use that walker.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You know, we don't want anyone falling. We don't want to deal with fractures. That's the last thing anybody wants to see. And then wandering is also a problem as the dementia process advances. If somebody doesn't know to stay inside, or, you know, tries to leave the house to go walk somewhere, or they get to the point of wandering that they're just not safe to be kept within those four walls and to do so safely. Anything that is affecting their safety home by themselves is when you really have to look at making that decision.
That's when my family on my husband's side had to make that decision. It was the wandering, and it was running the bathtub and then forgetting to turn it off. And another one
turning on the oven and forgetting to turn that off. Yeah, same thing.
And another sign was dehydration.
Yeah.
Not getting enough water and enough liquids and then passing out because they were dehydrated and weren't remembering to drink water. And those were some signs for our family to make that decision to move into a safer environment.
Absolutely.
When it comes to availability and making that move to a memory care facility, talk about some of the options, what you need to look for when you start to make that decision for mom or dad.
Sure. There's like Joy's House is an option that you mentioned before. You know, if caregivers are able to move families into their own home and only need care during the day, there's Joy's House. There's other, you know, daytime care type options that can allow them to still be at home at night when family is available, not at work, to be with them in the evening. You know, once you've reached beyond that point, there's assisted living environments. And then there's actually like secure memory care units. The difference there with an assisted living environment, it's usually like a studio apartment setup. Some are clinical, some are not. You know, the level of medical care that can be provided at an assisted living facility is different depending on which facility you choose. So those are definitely questions that you want to ask when you're looking at an assisted living community setup. You know, do they have a wander guard system? Is there a way to ensure that even, you know, if they leave the confines of their studio apartment, that they're going to be safe to remain in the assisted living facility itself? Again, wandering is something that you really want to be able to curb. Then there's also the secure memory care units, which are usually located inside of a skilled nursing facility, which is just an even smaller, more structured, heavily activity-laden setup. The entire idea behind it is to keep folks as busy as they possibly can to alleviate the anxiety and the stressors that come along with the advancing dementia process. We want to keep them active and doing activities to keep their minds going and keep them safe and keep them fed and keep them hydrated, exactly like you were talking about before, but in a secure and safe setting with round-the-clock care.
Suzanne Baker, you are so good. You are so
good
to talk to. I'm going to ask you just one final question, and that is, as I mentioned, going through this with my husband's family, my husband's side of the family a few years ago, and this can be so expensive, and it really can. And is there financial assistance anywhere available?
There is actually. Many insurances will pay for some or all of the cost of memory care. There are long-term care policies that can be purchased before the long-term care is needed that can assist with the cost of that. Medicaid is always an option, and the business offices at any facility that you would choose would absolutely be able to help with the process of getting on Medicaid should it get to that point.
When you decide to, okay, you're going to need, this is my always question about long-term care, because I always wonder for about myself. We don't know what the future holds.
Right.
How soon can you get that long-term care? I guess it just depends on your policy, right? Who you're dealing with.
Yeah, it absolutely depends on the policy. Some do have age requirements. They don't allow you to take out a long-term care policy until a certain age. I think I've seen some that don't allow it to be started until the age of 50, but those are fewer and far between. Usually you can take out policies like that at any time.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Excellent. Good to know. That is just one of those things. Do you have long-term care? You probably do because you're smart.
Maybe you're
too young.
I am, but you know, I do. It is a policy that I do carry. Doing what I do, we see too many examples of that worst case scenario, and you can never be too prepared.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. All right. Suzanne Baker, she's the director of marketing at Rosegate, an American senior care community. I think you guys, are you over there by Community East?
No, we are actually on the south side. We're at Southport and Emerson, and we're a full campus community. We offer independent living, assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and rehabilitation all on this singular campus.
Okay, they do it all. Good people, really good people, and been so good to us here on Caregiver Crossing. ASCSeniorCare.com for more information. Suzanne, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've got to run. Have a great weekend. Today's top stories are next on 93 WIBC.